out that Malone was sitting in the MCC, people in the eye of the hurricane got scared, real scared, started to seek shelter even in the calm, even knowing that there are no walls high enough, no cellars deep enough. Not at One Police, not at the Criminal Courts building, not even at Gracie Mansion, or in the penthouse palaces lining Fifth Avenue and Central Park South, to keep them safe from what's in Denny Malone's head. If Malone wants to pull the whole city down around him, he can't. Then again, no one's ever really been safe from Malone and his crew. Malone's guys made headlines. The Daily News, The Post, Channel 7, 4, and 2, film at 11 cops. Recognized on the street cops, the mayor knows your name cops, comp seats at the Garden, the Meadowlands, Yankee Stadium in Shea, walk into any restaurant, bar, or club in the city and get treated like royalty, cops. And of this pack of alphas, Denny Malone is the undisputed leader. Walks in any house in the city, the uniforms and the rookies stop and stare. The lieutenants give him a nod. Even the captains know not to step on his shoes. He's earned their respect. Among other things, shit, you want to talk about the robberies he stopped, the bullet he took, the kid in that hostage situation he saved, the busts, the takedowns, the convictions? Malone and his team, they made the biggest drug bust in the history of New York. 50 kilos of heroin. And the Dominican who was trapped.